So awesome. I was sitting back there and I said, God, I'm going to have a panic attack if I could just cry in your presence. And I thank him for it, Lord. I thank him for ministry that knows the leadings of the Spirit. I thank him for it, Lord. Amen. I always consider myself the least of the least. Amen. Anyone could be up here doing what I'm doing. And the presence of God is so awesome today. I know it is because he kept me up half the night. And I just thank him for it. I tell you what, he is God, people. He is Lord of Lords and King of Kings. Amen. Praise the Lord. I just want to give honor where honor is due. Amen. Of our spiritual father here, Brother McCurry. I don't know where we would be without him. And I just give him honor this morning. Amen. Even though he's put us through the ringer, I give honor to him. Because there's no way that I could even be standing where I'm at without that. And it's hard to stand right here in the presence of the Lord this morning. But I believe God has something for us. He's transferring to us to this morning. Amen. You can feel the presence as wrap the arms around you, the presence of the transfer of that Spirit. Amen. Brother McCurry has always taught us, to follow another man's thought. It's hard for me to do that. But this morning, I want to follow the thought and continue as we do it. Brother McCurry mentioned, how is this transferred? Amen. That transferring the blessing, transferring the laying on of hands. Amen. Because without the power of God, without the Holy Spirit, we have nothing to say. Amen. We have nothing to say. Well, turn over here. Let's just get started here. And I pray, Lord, you don't allow me to break this Spirit up here this morning. Turn over here to Joshua chapter 1. Amen. Because there is power in transferring. As Brother McCurry said, this is the contact place right here. This is the soul of the hand. Amen. Not the S-O-U-L, but the S-O-L-E. Amen. There's too much soulish stuff going on. And there's not enough soul going on. Amen. There has to be a walk along with the talk. Amen. And so we not only have this part of the soul that we is transferable, but there has to be something within our own walk. Amen. That has to be, that God has to transfer it to us. Amen. Let me see if I can get my glasses here. I want to read something here. Praise the Lord. But it starts off at Joshua chapter 1. Amen. And the first word says now. Everybody say now.
Now.
It wasn't yesterday, right? It wasn't Moses' day. We live, it's the now. I'm not concerned with what happened yesterday. Amen. I'm not really concerned about tomorrow. But I do want to see the now. Amen. It's now. Now faith is. There has to be a moving and a walking of this Spirit. And it never walks any further but now. The Word says that we're like wind. Right? Don't know which way. Nobody ever knows which way you're coming from. The Spirit's like wind. You don't know which way, where it's coming from or where it's going. All you can do is just feel the effects as it goes by. And that's what today holds. That we feel the Spirit as it moves through the body. Amen. But it says now, after the death of Moses. Ain't you glad Moses? Moses was faithful in his own house, but I'm glad he's dead. I'm glad he died off. Because it's something even greater. And yet he made it in the promised land. Amen. And now after the death of Moses, the servant of the Lord, it came to pass that the Lord spake. Praise God, I thank him that he speaks to us. We don't have to wait to hear what's on the news or what the next televangelist is going to tell you, because he speaks to his saints. Amen. And spake unto Joshua, amen, the son of Nun, Moses' minister, saying, Moses, my servant, is dead. And there's that word again, now. Therefore, arise and go. Arise now, therefore, arise. Go over this Jordan, thou and all this people, and to a land which I do give unto them. God has, it's God's good pleasure, he says, to give us the kingdom. There's no way any other way than he give it to us that we can possess it. Amen. It's a continual, that's what it says over in Ephesians. It says it's his good pleasure. Everything is his good pleasure. We're his pleasure. He takes pleasure in his saints. Amen. And it's nothing any more than to give, to see that pleasure come out and be developed in each and every one of us. And it says, and go and to all his people, and to the land which I give unto thee, even to the children of Israel. For every place that the sole of your foot shall tread upon, that have I given unto you.
Glory.
Let me tell you something. Everybody say, every place.
Every.
But let me tell you something. There's a lot of people trying to put their foot on a lot of things these days. A lot of things, and it's not working. Amen. You can put all the foot that you want to on the devil, and it'll rise back up. Because I can say, well, I'm not going to say this no more. You have a bad thought. I'm not going to think this thought anymore. And before you can walk out the door, and you think you got your foot on it, it's going to pop back up. Has anybody had any experiences like that?
Oh, yes.
A long time ago, we lived in a little place called Arnoldsville. And Fred and I, we used to sit in a little van, a few of the brothers, and we were going to take the whole community for God. We were determined that we were going to take something for God. And you know what he's done to us? He's just taking us down to the very nothing. We couldn't take anything for God.
That's right.
Amen. He already possesses everything. The thing is we've got to get into to line with the power in which he operates in. Amen. Because he didn't say, for every place that you put your foot in. Right? It says, every place that the soul... Right? The sole of your foot. There is a difference here.
Yeah.
I looked this word up. I studied this out. The soul is power.
Yeah.
It's the same thing as power. See, we have to have the... They could have walked in here, and they even tried. If you look on over here, when they went up against Ai,
that's right.
Amen, they said, oh, there's not many of them. Right? There's not many of them. We just take a few thousand people and go up here and take this for God. Amen. But you know what happened? Has anybody read it? They run for their very life. And I said, Lord, I don't want to run for my very life anymore. I have no life. Outside of you, I can do nothing. Without outside of him, you can do nothing. Amen. So there has to be a transfer. There has to be a transfer of this power for this walk. See, it's good this morning that the presence of God is moving. But we've all got to go home sooner or later. Amen? That's the gauge of what you're walking in. It's when you get home. And then all of these thoughts and the enemies comes up against you. Amen? And then you're wondering, oh, I can handle this. Right? How many of you ever got in an automobile and said, go down the road and said, I'm going to bless everybody today. And then some nut pulls out in front of you. Right? We've had it happen. Let me tell you something. It's more than just saying I'm going to put my foot on it.
Right.
This soul, I come to find out, is a curved part. Amen?
Yeah.
It's curved. It's a bending. Amen? We have to be bent. And we have to be molded the way that he wants us to.
Right, right.
We have to wholly follow. We have to wholly follow his word. Amen?
Amen.
Israel didn't cast them all out. They were to leave nothing.
Right.
Amen. They were absolutely to leave nothing when they went in to possess this land. And yet they walked on it. Amen. Sent out 12 spies. They walked all over the thing and even brought back a little fruit. I said, my God, I'd do that. I could have a little fruit of the Spirit, right? Little peace, little joy, right? And yet, you can have all the fruit of it and not ever coming in to possess it. Because he's going to give everything that we put the sole of our feet upon. Amen? It's a bowing, it's a bending. There's no power in a bow that shoots arrows unless it's bent.
That's right.
Amen? It has to be molded and it has to have some power, has to have some form to it to make it throw an arrow. Amen?
Amen?
But it says, every place that the sole of your foot shall tread upon, that have I given unto you. I'm telling you, he has given us more, even more than we're walking in, even in this hour.
Amen. True.
Amen. And he's done everything he's going to do for us. Amen. He's finished everything. But now it's time for we to put the sole of the foot, sole of the walk. The foot is a walk. Amen. And it says, that I have given you as I have said unto Moses. You know, the same gospel was preached to them.
Right.
Right? But it was not mixed with faith. Amen. Has to be, our walk has to be, have that pure mixture of faith and spirit. That's the bending. That's where the power comes in on us. Amen? And it says, verse 5, and there shall not any man be able to stand before thee all the days of thy life. Let me tell you something. It's man that's standing in front of us. And it's man that always persecute. See, it's not, we don't have to worry about the devil. Amen. He's finished. Right? He's cast out. But I'm going to tell you, it's this right up here that keeps you from taking everything that the Lord has given us. I'm the one that has to live with my own thoughts. But Apostle Paul said, now I can make all thoughts bow. Right? But he didn't say, well, I can do all that, but I can make it bow to the Christ. See, there's one thing of trying to make it, these thoughts, bow. Another thing is allowing it to bow before the Christ. And what is the Christ? It's the anointing within us. He's given us all the power to walk this thing out. Amen? We're going to have to use it. But you know, the Lord can tell us things, and we say, oh, yes, Lord, yes. I know what you're talking about. We can sit in so much agreement and then still try to do it upon our own self. Have you ever tried? He knows what I'm saying. Turn over here. I want to show you a man here that there has to be a transforming. Amen. Turn over here to Genesis. Amen. Chapter 32. This is Jacob. Amen. Jacob was a subplanter. This guy did everything he could do. Right? He absolutely wanted everything the way that he wanted it. Amen. That's the same thing that we want everything the way we want it. Amen. And we have to have, on down in here, there's a name change. Amen. It was changed from Jacob to Israel. And that means a nature. Our nature has to be changed. Amen. Our nature has to be changed from just old tradition. Right? You can't do the things you want to do. God had told him in the chapter 4 there, says, now you can return. Right? Here he's going back home. And listen what he says. God had told him to return. And he says, verse 1 says, and Jacob went his way. Oh, God. How many times have I tried to go my way, and yet God said, return unto me. Amen. Return unto me. Because I tell you, there's no authority, there's no power unless we return and we hear what the Spirit has to say. Amen. Lean heavily. That's one thing our Father, he has taught us, to lean heavily on the Spirit.
Amen.
The first time he mentioned that, it scared the daylights out of me. Because I thought I was doing everything I was doing then. Right? He told me, I'm telling on myself here a little bit, but he says, we had an elders meeting one time, he said, Bob, he always saying what he thinks. And I said, well, that's the only way I know how to express it. It's what I think. But that's in the soulless realm. And he said, you got to come to speak what you know. See, that anointing is knowing something. Amen. If you can fry an egg, Brother Cody, you're anointed to fry an egg.
Amen.
Anybody come up and ask you, well, how do I do this? You can tell them. Because you have the experience of walking in it.
Amen.
Amen. But let's go on here. We're walking in His way. The walk is so important now. It's not to just walk in our way. That's what the Lord has been chopping on us for so many years, is to get our walk in the right position.
Amen.
Not to just do it the way that we used to do it, or the way we see some other church do it. Amen. We have to do it according as the Spirit is showing us.
Amen.
Well, praise the Lord. Well, it goes on down. We can't be here, and I didn't come here just to throw out a word, but I want to show you a couple of things here. Can I do that? It says verse 6, and the messengers, God, I don't know whether, let's read verse 3 first. And Jacob sent messengers before him to Esau, his brother, unto the land of Seir, the country of Edom. We're always sending a messenger to the flesh. Esau represents the flesh, right?
That's right.
Amen. Trying to get everything straightened out and not paying any attention to what the Lord, what the Spirit is saying. This is a spiritual walk. We have to come to walking on every... I have learned so much here that you cannot even trust your own self anymore. You certainly don't trust your checkbook. Amen? You can't trust anything you see. The kingdom is an invisible kingdom. Amen? It's something that you have to trust and you don't see. But you know that if I step out on what God has told me, that He will hold me up. That's what He said here.
Amen.
That's what we just read over there. I give you every... Be of good courage about this thing. Amen? The problem is we get too wishy-washy. And we're trying to appease everything of the flesh. And that's the reason we don't see any more power of God than we see in this hour. This is a marvelous day that we're living in. If you turn on CNN News and Fox News or whatever news y'all get over here, if you see it in the flesh, you see nothing good. Amen. But I'm going to tell you, if you'll watch it according to what the Spirit says, you can turn it up and say, praise God. Amen. There's a lot of talk about America now, and our country needs a healing. Our country needs to be brought to the place is that we hear the Spirit of the Lord again. And if it takes whatever it takes to do it, then I'm game for it. Because that's what God is wanting today. But let me go ahead on. Verse 6, and the messengers returned to Jacob saying, we came to thy brother flesh, and he also cometh to meet thee, and 400 men with him. You listen. Can I just say that flesh will certainly gang up on you. They come to meet you. You don't have to do anything. You can be in your bed, and it'll come meet you. I was in a room last night, and the Lord kept waking me up. As soon as I lay back down, my wife was waking me up. Snoring a little bit. She calls it singing, but I don't see how you can carry a tune like that. But you know what I was in? And next thing I know, here I am trying to be in the presence of God. Right? And all of a sudden, the flesh, would she please, do I smother her? Would anybody know over here? You know what I'm saying? The flesh will rise up, honey. Huh? That's of my own flesh. Amen? So, I certainly can't smother myself. And I need her. Amen? I love her. I love her. You know what I'm saying? But let me go ahead. We ain't gonna get on my wife. Because I'll be in trouble before I leave here. Amen. But let me turn over to verse 7. Look, check this out. And Jacob was greatly afraid and distressed. Amen. And he divided the people that was with him. Amen. First thing we want to do, the flesh always wants to divide. A double-minded man is unstable in all of his ways. That's the reason our walk has not progressed any more than what has progressed. Amen? Too double-minded. Too wishy-washy. Amen? But that day is just about over. If it's not over for you, it's fixing to be. Because God is calling now for a true walk. He's calling for an obedient walk. And it will cost us everything that we can think of, friends. Amen. But it says, and he divided the people that was with him, the flocks, the herds, the camels, into two bands. Amen.
Yeah.
That's a double-mindedness. And he said, if Esau come to the one company and smite it, then the other company, which is left, shall escape. Oh, God, we just try our best to get by. Amen. We'll give God a little bit. It's easy to give God a tip. Amen. But it's hard to reach down unless you really are have this soul. Amen. This arch is where you've been bent, that you will give whatever it is. Whatever it is. There is no more half doing half of anything. Amen. We got to wholly follow the Lord. But let me go on here. And Jacob said, see, when you begin to divide up, you want to talk to the Lord. Right? When the flesh comes in, you try to figure it out. Well, if I could send so much money to this creditor, so much to the other, maybe the third one won't knock on my door before I get some more. And you got a plan.
Okay,
no. Amen. But that plan don't always work out. Because the third one has got your phone number too. Amen. The enemy's got your number. I hate to say it, he's got your number. And he knows how to ring the bell. Amen. Listen to this. If I could just escape. I don't know how many times I always said, well, if I could just get in, if I could just come to know that I'm in, right? Get inside the eastern gate. If I could just get there, everything will be all right. But you know what? I come to find out that you can't even live on the edge anymore.
That's true.
Amen. If you just live on the edge and you want to just do what you want to do, and well, it is Sunday. I think I'll just run off over here to church and appease the Lord. Amen. I'm going to tell you what. The enemy is always trying to get the ones, amen, that are hanging out on the edges. I'm not trying to pull it, but if you're hanging out on the edge, you better move on in because you're in trouble. If I remember right, they used to break the leg of the rebellious lambs,
right?
And then put a splint on them, right, to keep them from wandering too far. Man, I'm telling you, I've had more splints put on me. I'm like Evel Knievel. I don't know what y'all know about him, but the man ain't got a good bone in his body. It hadn't been broken. And I'm going to tell you, God knows how to put the splint on you. Amen? No. We need to be down here crying, thank God, again. Amen. But listen. So here he's trying to escape, right? And it says, and Jacob said, O God, my father, right? O God of my father Abraham, and the God of my father Isaac, Lord, which saideth unto me, return unto thy country. See, he knew from the very beginning what God had said, but he wanted to do it his way. Amen? And you know what we always say? Look at the next verse. I'm not worthy. Lord can tell us something. I'm not worthy. Amen. He says, I'm not worthy of the least of all thy mercies and of all the what? Truth. Which thou hast shown unto thy servant. For with my staff I passed over this Jordan, and now I am become two bands. He's all of a sudden become two bands. It doesn't work. Because all he's wanting to do is appease the flesh. I'm saying this morning, God wants to put a stop to appeasing the flesh.
Amen.
He wants to bring us into the pure leaning upon the Spirit. For everything, for every moment. Amen. You can't even trust anymore what you see. You can't trust anything that you hear other than the Word of God. And if Jacob had heard holy. And if he hadn't tried to appease the flesh, he said that you're the one that told me to return. If he could have just stayed with what he heard God say, he wouldn't be so divided.
Amen.
True.
Amen. He wouldn't be divided and now into two bands. But thank God that we have a God that knows how to put us back together.
All right.
Amen. We may be two bands, but God is the same yesterday, today, tomorrow. If you got a word 20 years ago and it hadn't come to pass, just keep waiting, because up the road here somewhere, if you stand on it, it's coming to pass. Just as sure as we're standing here. Amen? But he says, deliver me, I pray thee, verse 11, from the hand of my brother, from the hand of Esau, for I fear him. Wasn't that the first message that the angels told Mary? Fear not.
Amen.
Amen. Fear not. There's got to be, there is a company. We are that company that has to show no fear. Amen. I told my wife one time there was something going on in her, where her employment is. And I said, honey, we prayed about it. I said, when you go back to work, show no fear and show no tears. Right? Because the enemy picks up on fear. Amen. He picks up on fear. Amen. But it says, I'm trying to get on down here for the sake of time here. Verse 13, and he lodged there the same night. There comes a place that he just stopped. He done divided everything up, and you have to stop. And he just lodged in this thing. But listen to this. Verse 20, I'm skipping down here for a second, but it says, and say ye moreover, he's talking about, God, you can't hardly skip nothing, can you? Jesus. Well, y'all read it when you get it. It says, let's start at verse 19. And so commanded he the second and the third and all that followed the drove. See, he had split everything up and hoping that he would appease Esau as he was coming. Because they were supposed to say, well, this is a gift from thy brother, Jacob. Right? And that he would accept that. Then he would accept the next gift and the next one and the next one. But there's some time or another we run out of what to give. There's no more. There's no more. Amen? And he says, verse 20, and he says, and say ye moreover, behold, the servant of Jacob is behind us, for he said, I will appease him with the present that goeth before me, and afterward I will see his face, and peradventure he will accept of me. You know what? We want to be accepted too much in man's eyes. Amen. It's too much trying to please everybody. Amen. In our assembly, you just get rubbed the wrong way most of the time. Because there's not anybody going to sit and please you. Amen. I get up there, if Brother McCurry would just speak a word of comfort to me. You know. Listen. It ain't going to happen very often unless it's the anointing of God. Amen. I'll give that. The anointing of God. Amen. But that's all he wanted to do was to be accepted. Amen. See, that's what most churches now want to be. They just want to be accepted out here. All right? And show you everything that's what they have done. Right? Baloney. Can I, you know what bologna, y'all have bologna over here? Okay, that's Georgia steak, if you want to know what it is. But let me tell you something. To be accepted and appease the flesh is an outrageous thing in this hour. Amen. But let me go on. Because you see, what he's beginning to do, he's fixing to get in a wrestling match.
Right.
Amen. And the man he's wrestling with, means business.
Amen.
He'll wrestle with you, right? I wrestle with God, you know, I said, God, if you would just, I'd get mad at him.
Yeah.
Right? Have you ever just gotten mad at him?
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, there's a few.
Sure.
But let me tell you something. God, you the one that said, amen. When you get to meeting with business with God, he'll wrestle with you sometime. He's not scared of me. Right? I don't hold any kind of magic number on him other than, Father, I love you. That's the only one thing that he can't resist. Is that when you say, Father, I just want to tell you I love you. I'm so sorry for what I said. See, has he ever always bring you to the places that you have to say, I'm sorry? And as soon as you say, God, I didn't, and he'll fulfill something, you say, oh my God, I'm such a idiot. Right? Just such a ground, just open me up and swallow me up. Because I'm going to tell you, he'll just keep working and he'll wrestle with you. He's not about to give up on us. Right? That's craziness, to think that God is going to give up on us. He's got everything invested for our day here.
Amen.
Amen. He has everything. We are well equipped to do whatever he's called us to do. Amen. But he rose up, verse 22. He rose up that night. When it gets dark enough, right? When it gets dark enough, that's when you want to rise. As long as everything's going good and daylight's shining and everything's going all right, then you ain't got no problem.
No.
Right? But where you have to rise up is when the darkness begins to set in. Amen? And he took his two wives and his two women servants and his 11 sons and passed them over to the ford Jabbok. Is that right? You know what that means? An emptying. God is emptying us out in this hour. That's the reason he's wanting us to stand in just in the presence of him. He's emptying us out. If we're not empty, how in the world is he going to ever fill us up? Amen? We've got to get rid of everything. You've got to cut everything loose. Amen? Family. God, I love family. But I'm going to tell you what. God is more important than family. He's more important than anything. And the thing about it is, he says, if you give up your life, then you'll gain it. See? You want your family, to come in and see this? Then give them over to God. Empty yourself out. So he can have a word and speak a word within you that will deliver them. Amen. It's the Christ in us now. It's the hope of glory. It's the only hope people got. The only problem is you walk down the street and nobody recognizes the Christ in you. Amen. You will know one another by the Spirit.
Amen.
Well, praise the Lord. But listen to this, verse 24. And Jacob was left alone. Have you ever been there? Where? And there wrestled a man with him until the breaking of the day. Oh God, that breaking of the day is when the light begins to shine. He wrestles with us. He'll keep wrestling with you. I'm tired. I think sometimes he's like one of these sumo wrestlers to me. Right? he comes over and sits down on me because no more wrestling. You know what I mean? Praise God. But anyhow, but this is where I want to get to. I said all that to say this. Okay? And Jacob was left alone, and there wrestled a man with him until the breaking of the day. And when he saw that he prevailed not against him. Well, let me read again, Graham. And when he saw that he prevailed not against him, he touched the hollow of his thigh. Amen. That's the same word is used as the sole of your feet, of your foot. Right? He touched the hollow of his thigh and knocked it out of joint.
Hallelujah.
Amen. You know why? Because he wanted to change what Jacob's power he was up to into his own. His own authority. His own power. His will. Amen. He says, he touched the hollow of his thigh, and the hollow of Jacob's thigh was out of joint as he wrestled with him. But you know what? All of that wrestling, all of that splitting up the goods to appease everybody is just to get him down to the place of this right here. Amen. And he said, let me go, for the day breaketh. And he said, I will not let thee go except thou bless me.
Amen.
I'm going to tell you, Jacob knew how to hold on to something.
Amen.
I'm going to tell you, he knew he was hanging on with all of his might. Amen. I'm not turning him loose today.
Amen.
I know what it is to be touched in that hollow of the thigh. You know what I'm saying? And he says, what is thy name? And he said, Jacob. And this is what it is. And he said, thy name shall be called no more Jacob. Amen. But Israel, or as a prince that hath power with God and with man, and hath prevailed. Amen. You see, Jake, it's that power. It's getting that transferal of authority. Amen. Over here in Philippians, can I read one more verse right quick? Okay. Turn over here to Philippians. Let's see where it is. Philippians chapter 2. Amen. This is, to me, this is about as profound as it gets of our walk and having that power with it. It says, verse 12, chapter 2. Wherefore, my beloved, as ye have always obeyed. I told them in church here, and I thought, I believe that's a trick word there, that we've always obeyed. Sometimes it don't look like we've obeyed. But God cares of whatever He takes. We have obeyed more than we think we have obeyed. Amen. If He cares us to the woodshed, we lose everything we got. We say, well, Jesus, I missed God. No, He didn't want to miss you. He just wanted to empty you out so He could fill you again. Amen. You know, He ain't missed nothing with God. We've been appointed for this time. Amen. But listen to this. Obeyed not as in my presence only, but now much more in my absence. Work out your own salvation with fear and trembling. You know, it sounds like we're supposed to work out something here. Amen. We're supposed to do something. Right? Works will get you nowhere. There has to be something else with that. It has to be something else here. Listen to this. It says, "For it is God." For it is God. Everybody say this morning, it is God.
It is
Amen.
God.
Which worketh in you both to will and to do of his good pleasure. We said from the beginning, it's his good pleasure to give us the kingdom. He's just working in us to give it to us. So we can walk in the fullness of it, not on the border. That's the, oh, amen? Read one more. Do all things without murmurings. Golly, Pete, Lord help me this morning. Do all things without murmurings and disputings. Amen. Good. Lord have mercy. Can I read verse 13 in the Amplified word for you? Let me read it. Not in your own strength. Amen. For it is God who is all the while since the foundation of this world, he's been working. Amen. And it says, not in your own strength, for it is God who is all the while effectual working in you, energizing and creating in you the power and desire both to will and to work. That's the reason you quit splitting up your bands when the enemy comes in. It's everything is him.
Amen.
Amen. If he carries us through the woodshed, it's him. If he blesses us, it's him. You got to come to the conclusion whether he blesses you or don't bless you. It don't have nothing to do with it.
Amen.
Amen. Well, I praise him this morning. I'm going to tell you, there is a God. And I know his name. Amen. I know his name. He's El Elyon, the possessor of heaven and earth. I thank you this morning. I just ask God now to put a little pep, a little power in our walk. Amen. The first thing I noticed when I got here back here from 2 years ago, that I saw a boldness about the brethren. It was just a boldness coming in here. Amen. Well, where did that boldness come from? It's of the Lord. Amen. That's what it takes. Just have a boldness of it. Acts 4, it said even when Peter, when they were thrown into prison. Amen. When they were thrown in, they couldn't do nothing with it. They just kept them one day. I think it was. And it says, and when they returned to the company, to their own company, right, they all spoke with one accord and of the same mind. God's waiting on us all to get into the same mind today. And that's not what I think, and it's not what you think. It's the mind of Christ. Let this mind be in you, which is in Christ Jesus. And I'm going to tell you, there's going to be great things happening in this, and even in this, it's already happening. You say, well, I ain't seen any miracle. God don't have to show you everything. He just does it. He don't have nothing to prove to us. He's already proved it to us because he finished everything on the cross. Amen. Well, I love you this morning. I love you this morning. Come here. Praise God.
Thank you, Bob. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Praise the Lord for that word. That word. Hallelujah. I'm not one to just to get up and speak. And I don't intend to possess the spirit of Jezebel, which is so prominent in this day. But the Lord has spoken to me and give me a word for each one of you. Hallelujah. And it's up to you. I haven't been asked to do this. I ask permission from the pastor because I believe in submitting. But I do want to give you what God spoke to me. In the 22nd chapter of Genesis. Now you'll find in this chapter, there's a law of first beginnings. And then there's a law of last beginnings. Any time that the law of first beginning of any word spoken in the Bible, it means that all the way through. And you can't detour, you can't deviate from the meaning of that word. And in this chapter is where Abraham takes Isaac, his son. And he said to the servants, stay here with the stuff while the lad and I go to yonder mountain and worship. Now that's the first meaning of worship. I know you've got your own idea of worship. You've got your own idea of worship. But when you begin to look at the first beginning and the meanings of words in the Bible, it'll change your concept. Here, worship means giving. Not only means giving, but it means sacrificing. And if you are going to give sacrificially, you're given something the most valuable to you. Now here's what God told me to tell you this morning. Is if you will lift your hand up, oh, see, Tikamandayasai, with a knife in your hand, to carry out the meaning of worship and sacrifice, God will speak to you. While your hand is raised, God will speak to you. And I've got to obey God, and I'm telling you, and it's up to you what you want to do, but I'm going to give God a sacrificial offering. My hand is up. The knife is in my hand. And I'm expecting God to speak to me. Amen. Before the knife comes down. Oh, hallelujah. I'm going to give sacrificial offering this morning. Amen. Because God has commanded it. You do whatever you want to do or feel to do. But I'm not going by feelings. I'm going by what God said. Hallelujah. I'm going to give a sacrificial offering. Well, glory. I'm not asking God for anything in return. Because he's done give me the best thing he had. He didn't withhold his son from me. But God gave. Hallelujah. That I might be accepted into the family of God. I hear what you're thinking. You're thinking, well, we met the budget last night. But I still believe God has spoke for a sacrificial offering this morning. And you cannot outgive God. Hallelujah. And as the word of the Lord said, Barnabas, you know, was a prophet of God. And the scripture says they brought their offering and laid it down at the apostles' feet. I'm not proclaiming myself an apostle. I am only one if you accept it. If you don't accept it, then you don't get the blessing. You arise and come and cast your offering down to apostles' feet. And I trust that we'll have, hallelujah, the ample, sufficient amount of what God is speaking. There has to be a need for this, or else God would not have spoken it. And you might say, well, that's all they do is just take bag money. No. But if you want the real scriptural truth of offering, they was taking up an offering for 3 hours in the New Testament. Well, the Bible said when Ananias and Sapphira had agreed to deceive the Lord or try to, she fell dead. Then the Bible said 3 hours later, they're still taking up an offering. Ananias fell dead. I tell you, we're coming into a place in God that is a serious thing to try to deceive or to hinder what God has spoken. Raise your right hand. Hallelujah. I want you to fix it as if you have a knife in your hand. Glory to God. You are ready. You've already done this. God said, Abraham, Abraham, thrice. In Genesis 31, it says, when God says something thrice, it most surely will come to pass shortly. Hallelujah. And before Abraham could come down with that knife, God said, Abraham, Abraham. Whew. Look behind you. There's a ram caught in the thicket with his horns. And on that mountain, that same mountain, they hung an old cross up with the Son of God hanging on it. The same identical mountain. Praise God forevermore. And by that cross, whew, hallelujah, our debt to sin and against God was paid. Hallelujah. And I was accepted in the beloved. And by that word accepted, I'm highly favored with God. And every last one of you are highly favored with God this morning. You are bearers of His presence. And please be sure never to embarrass God with your fleshly action. You heard Brother Bob talking this morning about the flesh. And no, glory to God. I don't want to be an embarrassment to God. I just want to walk in humble obedience and submission, because I belong to Him. Well, praise God. Hallelujah. Who does the counting of this money? Well, I want you to come and count it. There's a figure the Lord had put in my heart. Hallelujah. And I want you to know God is God. He is the I Am without anybody's help. He don't need me or you. He can do it by Himself. But it has pleased God. It has pleased God to raise up a people that would do His bidding. This is such an awesomeness of God's presence here this morning. It's an awesomeness of God's presence. We are not trying to impress nobody. No way are we trying to impress anybody. And you're looking at somebody that just don't care what you think about me. It just don't matter. Hallelujah. We was at the gathering of the Eagles meeting in Houston. That's where we first met Andrew. And the brethren that was in charge of the meeting called me before them and said, "We would appreciate if you would abstain from saying anything." I said, "Well, brethren, if you think I'm taking charge, you're thinking wrong. The main speaker had told me." See, I was sitting there one morning and God told me this carrying on and on and on and on. And God spoke to me and said, "It's time to change the order of the service." I eased up and told the man, "God said it's time to change the order of the service." He said, "Well, I don't know what to do. You go ahead and do it." Well, I went ahead and ministered. Now, then the next morning they told me not to abstain from saying anything. I want you to know we must obey God if it displeases everybody. In fact, I don't care. I bought a round trip ticket to come over here. Well, amen. And I'm here to tell you today, we've come here for one thing and one only, and that's to hear His voice and to direct. Hallelujah. Not to impress. I could care less about it. I'm sick of flesh. I'm sick of all the traditions that's in the church. And I mean to crucify everyone that rises up in me. I'm not free from them yet, neither are you. Well, hallelujah. But if it's not of the Spirit of God, it's not kingdom. Well, glory. How many of you are determined to crucify every tradition that you have been taught in the church? Hallelujah. Praise God. Well, glory. I know we don't usually take offerings up in the morning service. We may not take one up tonight. Then we may take two up tonight. How many of you understand? It's when God speaks. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. It just don't matter. Oh, yes, and then God has spoken to us many times to say, if you in the congregation don't have any money, you need some, come get it out of the offering. Oh, you said, I don't believe that. Believe it. It's true. And I've told the congregation, look around. You see somebody that you think's in need? Give them your offering. People don't understand God. Hallelujah. I believe in blessing individuals. Solomon said, Book of Proverbs, bring your offering and let's have one purse. In other words, if you have a purse, it's mine. And what I have is yours. Well, hallelujah. It's not like it was 58 years ago when I started preaching. God led me to a place. At that time, it was named Turkey Paw. It's StarTex now, but even the names of countries and cities change. And God sent me there, and I went there to the denominational churches, Church of God. They wouldn't let me preach because I was not a member of them. Pentecostal Holiness preacher wouldn't let me preach. I wasn't a member of it. And I was hungry. I didn't eat anything all day. And they were sitting down at the table to eat. But they didn't invite me. So I didn't have any money. I think maybe a quarter or something like that. And I went and bought me a small pack of saltine crackers and a chunk of cheese and sat down on the curve of the road and had a meal, crackers and cheese, while they were eating steaks and chickens. But I love what Solomon said in the Proverbs, a dinner of herbs is better with love and peace than a stall-fed ox. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Those people are done gone on over. Now I'm able to eat steak anytime I want to. Or anything I want. Oh, glory. Well, you are rich. That's right. That's right. So are you. If you'll take what God said. We must have a large offering there. Huh? Well, it's not, if you just give like I give, just give 100 and it's easy to work out. Here he comes with a figure. One of them's dollars and the other's pound.
Converted into dollars equivalent because it's a mixture, and it works out at $1,171.73.
Well, amen. Well, glory. Now, I tell you, God has spoken, and when God speaks, there's no denying it or getting around it. Thank God for what we give. But He needs to touch you to give more. Well, glory. So, this is $1,100 American dollars, $6,000 last night, and makes a little over $7,000. But we are needing, or we don't need, God don't need, we don't need, but the Lord said that we should have $10,000 in this meeting. Who said that? Brother Bob. Anybody else want to agree with what God said? Sister Pat. Roy. Glory. Well, glory. Well, the only way we can do it is give. I learned a long time ago. I didn't learn to practice it, though, until a few years ago, when my wife, Mary Rose, was dying with cancer. It was costing me $500 a week for medicine. God challenged me. He said, if you can give the drugstore $500 a week, why can't you give me that? Hell, you get quiet now. Well, I run out of money. I filled up a credit card to the max. And the drugstore that we were dealing with wouldn't take American Express. But American Express sent me a package of checks. So I wrote the check out, pay off Visa, so I could continue to get medicine through them. Wound up with $30,000 in debtness. What are you going to do? I said, we're going to do this like we've been doing. Telephone rang one night, and a lady on the line said, the Lord told me to send you an offer. And I said, well, praise the Lord. But you don't understand. I said, what is it to understand, lady? If God told you to give me an offer, just give it. But I ain't never give this much before. Well, I said, God wants you to know I need it, or He wouldn't have told you to send it. Praise the Lord. And she kept saying, well, you don't understand. I said, I can't understand. He told you to give. Well, I ain't never give this much before. I said, well, give it now. She said, but you don't understand. People think they're doing a big job when God tells them. But she said, well, the Lord told me to send you $30,000. I said, well, do it. And that cleared up the indebtedness. And I could start all over. But then the church began to help out into medicine. And I said, I'm going to help out because I'm going to increase giving. Hallelujah. And ever since then, I've been increasing giving.
Amen.
Praise God.
Hallelujah.
And I'm going to increase it one more time. I said, this is a sacrificial offering. Some of you didn't give nothing. I'm going to do it again. I believe in the second blessing. I ain't go, don't think I'll go three times, but I might. Oh, glory to God. Listen, this is not compulsory. I'm just doing it because God sent for me.
Amen.
Well, glory, hallelujah. Saints, obey the Lord this morning.
We'll take IOUs. We'll take Visa cards. Checks. No, we don't take American Express. MasterCards or Visa cards.
Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. You don't realize when you're walking up here, you're putting in advance of what God is going to do for you.
Oh, yes, I do.
Oh, glory to God.
Hallelujah.
You must learn to position yourself in the right order. Now, we want to take up a quiet offering. You don't hear this paper rattling. Now, if you don't have nothing but change, bring it. But this is God.
Hallelujah.
This is God.
Glory.
I'm not doing nothing unless God tells me to. I can tell you a secret, though. I can tell you a secret. As some of our people in our assembly are beginning to learn this. When you bless Father Ministry, when you bless Father Ministry, He will open the windows of heaven for you. And He will pour you out a blessing that there's not room to receive. Hallelujah. But you see, people haven't learned that. They want to bring their tithes and offerings to the church. And tithes belong to God. And at least a 5% offering. But the only place in the Word that God said He'd multiply what you give is when you bless ministry. The secret of the assembly at home is that ministry is to be blessed first. Nobody can say when they come through Arnoldsville and minister that they haven't been taken care of.
Amen.
They take care of me. And I don't ask them. But they honor us because they have learned the secret. Well, glory. We haven't filled the bottom of this thing up yet. We're not going to prolong this. But I did feel like I must share what the Lord spoke to me. Hallelujah. And you shouldn't have to have scripture references for everything. Hello. You already know that you are to give to God. Well, hallelujah. Would you just stand to your feet and rest yourself? Let the Holy Spirit move in your life. We love you.
We love you too. Praise God.
Now you can count this at your leisure.
Mm-hmm. Praise Him. Hallelujah.
But I would love to know.
Will.
What we like.
Yeah. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Father, we just thank you for Jesus. We thank you for this wonderful word. We thank you, Lord, for this wonderful family, Lord, that you've brought us into. And Lord, we just give you thanks, O God. And Lord, that you're drawing out of us, Father. Lord, we pray that our lives will be a living sacrifice to you. Lord, that we would learn the meaning of sacrifice in our life. That, Lord, that we might glorify you. And that, Lord, as we give everything, Lord, because it all belongs to you anyway, that we would realize, Lord, this day we're dead men. Hallelujah. And it is you that gives us life. And so we pray, Father, as we just continue on through this day, that, Lord, your presence will go mightily amongst us and speak to us in great power, Lord. In Jesus' name we ask it. Amen. Amen.